How do you say in English, סגרו את הברז?
I mean, I know what it means. It means like they closed the faucet.
Faucet?
Yeah.
So they closed the faucet. It's always like that, you know, in the podcast industry. You think that something is going to happen, like you are on the road, everything is there,
רגע,
you know?
רגע, רגע, רגע. הוא אמר כאילו pause, הוא לא אמר stop.
That's okay. The gentleman is extremely cute and very generous, and it was lovely face that like, I wandering around Tel Aviv with the idea that a podcast that I'm doing is kind of like successful and kind of like provide me in a way. And suddenly the faucet is closing.
So this episode is brought to you by us, by Amy and Don. Just you, like it was at the beginning. Yeah, you go you, really far away in life and then you come back full circle.
You're listening to October 7, Emotionally Raw Coverage from me and Amy Sapan. Today is, God knows what date is today. I think it's 19th of March. I just ate Sabich.
It's the 165th day of the war.
Mm-hmm. And we are here in my living room. There is kind of feeling that everything is like going down on the one hand. On the other hand, I still believe in you, Amy. I still think that something is going to happen. I don't know what is this feeling, but I just know.
You believe in me, not us?
You.
Me?
I keep doing my thing, you know. Push record, put some music, do some effect, but I believe in you. So.
Thank you.
We want to talk about the wall, the faucet.
You know, there's two things I want to talk about. Shout out to my dad. Hey, Dad. Hey, Abba. Last week, you know, it's a pity that before we recorded last week, I hadn't had the call with him. Anyway, let me do the setup.
Who is him?
My dad.
Ah, okay.
You remember when Dr. Jeremy Fogel came in two episodes ago?
Cannot forget it.
Yeah, how could you forget it? And we opened by me talking about giving my virginity. So my father on the phone last week gives me this whole setup. You know, you never really know. It's like going into a bakery and then there's the cake. You don't really know what you're going to get. Somehow you're starting the conversation with tulips and it's going to end up, I don't know, way somewhere else. And he's telling me stuff and telling me da 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 da. And then I'm like, where is this going? And then boom, it went there. He heard the episode. I was like pretty convinced that he wasn't going to hear it. But boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, he heard it. And then we were joking around, some very dirty jokes. He has a great sense of humor.
You want to give us some examples?
Yeah, you really need like the, it's like a Dave Chappelle joke. Like you really need the context, the buildup, like the whole thing needs to be built and then you need the, but by the end it was a good time. I think he was embarrassed at first, but then he was also just like, wow, the cojones on my daughter. You know? So, yeah, that was cool. You go on the air and it's such a, it's like everything shifts kind of. Like you could be the shyest person and then you start getting exposed and maybe you have these like fears, you know, like a fear of public speaking where you think everyone's just going to like make fun of you or whatever. And then you get on the air and you say all sorts of stuff that's like super vulnerable, like we do here. And it's not so bad on the other side of it. So it's kind of, it's nice to face your fears by walking through them instead of avoiding them.
The good old music transaction.
Transition. A transaction is an iska.
And both of us know that there is no transaction, huh?
Sometimes we look at how we value ourselves based on how the outside values us, you know? And right now, the economy is really, really miserable in Tel Aviv. Like, miserable is like the understatement. Like, nobody can even.
Can we call the episode The Faucet?
We can call it whatever you want.
Okay. So this will be the name.
The Faucet colon something. We've been using like the colon recently in our episode titles. I really love. Remember that episode we had exclamation mark?
Mm-hmm.
I also really like colons and semicolons. you know, Nekuda
Sammy
time.
Sammy Collins is the cousin of Phil Collins? Okay, let's go back
wait,
to
wait,
talk
but going
about
back to the value.
Economy.
Going yes. back to the value, really important. So you can feel really dejected. And I saw this video last night. I started following like one of these how to make viral videos accounts because I'm thinking of like the next step for us for social media. If anyone has ideas on that, you know, get in touch. I'd love to talk shop. Anyway, so there was this video and he like dissects viral videos that are doing well on Instagram and he explains what's good about them. So you can kind of learn from their strategy. And he was talking about this video by Trax NYC. If you guys don't know Trax, he's hilarious. He's this like jewelry dealer in New York. He was in the movie Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler. He's like, you know, a secondary character there. Anyway, he does these crazy videos where he'll like be in New York City walking around and like giving people like pure gold. Like being like, do you want pure gold? Do you want pure silver? Do you want like actual something worth like $1,000, you know? And people walk away. People like don't want the stuff. He's like giving away valuable stuff for free. And in one of these videos, he goes, one of the people's like, no, I don't want. And he's like, better for me. And the guy from the viral video film school or whatever was just like, this is brilliant. Trax NYC understands his value because he knows that he has something for value that he's like offering to people. And if they don't think it's valuable, he wins. He stays with something more valuable in his hand. And if they think it's valuable, great. It's a win-win for him. And it was really a perspective shift for me to watch that video. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I waste so much time scrolling on the internet. But I mean, curate your content better. I don't know what to tell you. I learned a lot watching that.
So how would you connect this event to our current situation?
I think it's a moment of... I think it's definitely a hiccup, you know, to have like our sponsor be like, I'm hitting pause for internal reasons. You guys are great, et cetera. We love everything they've done for us so far and everything. But there's definitely like that first moment of, oh gosh, like, you know, what now? Or what does this say about us? Or are we being rejected? All those different things. And then it's an opportunity to really assess like, is what we're doing valuable? And I really think it is. Valuable. And I'd like to now, I mean, I was going to save this for later, but if we're talking about value, if listeners, if you think that this is valuable, or if you feel like this has added some sort of value to your life or the world, and you'd like to help us ensure that we can keep bringing you valuable content, please head over to our Patreon and consider becoming a patron. And if you have a business that you'd like us to sponsor, or if you know of someone that could be a potential sponsor, get in touch because we want to keep bringing meaningful, valuable content. I believe that this is high value content.
I think like I welcome everyone to go and to be in the Patreon or to another small business who will come and help us.
Or a Jewish Federation, a Jewish community center, a museum.
But we need to find, like, you know, like a wonderful faucet, like a faucet who will be there and will say, people, the faucet is open and the water is streaming down the faucet.
But who is on the other side of that faucet?
For a long time. I believe in you. You keep going. You keep doing your shit.
How did Joe, how did Duncan, how did they scale up? They scaled up from like grassroots. It's like they had a lot of fans. They had a lot of people that were coming over and like subscribing, all that other stuff. I mean, we have a YouTube.
But Israel will keep be a niche. You know, it cannot be like explode. Like there is a ceiling over there.
Maybe
over,
we should be reaching over, out to over. The evangelical Christians. I mean, there's a lot more of them than there are Jews.
This is a joke?
I mean, not really. But at the bottom of every joke is some truth. You know what I mean? Like what Ben was saying about like people who drink and they're like, I didn't mean it. No, you actually didn't mean to say it right now, but deep down, you meant it.
I promise we will do 50 episodes. We have 5 more. I think that the next step should be like a new podcast, new name, with a co-host, and starting something like, I just know if there will be a faucet, things could be.
You want to really walk away from the Israel and Judaism topic? Like when you say new podcast, because I have an idea in mind that we'll talk about.
I didn't think about it. Just like changing the October 7 connection.
I agree with that. I agree with that too.
I'm going to another direction.
Today I was on our like platform where we publish, and I like almost impulsively deleted it from the name just because I was like, I don't want to see it anymore, you know? But mm-hmm. I know that there might be some, oh, we hit a milestone this past week. Listeners in over 50 countries. How cool is that?
Seriously?
Yeah. I mean, it might also be people that are traveling through those countries. I don't know how much of it is like people traveling through another country, but still, you know, like some people told us that they found us because they looked for October 7th. They were looking mm-hmm. for content relating to it. One loyal fan sent me a picture last week of our podcast, and it was like from Apple Podcasts. Like she finished listening to an episode, and then it was like, because you like October 7th, emotionally raw coverage, we also think you'll like the Times of Israel Daily Briefing podcast and the Alon Levy podcast. And she was like, you're in great company. And I was like, I wonder what it says the other way. You know what I mean? Like if you're listening to the Times of Israel podcast, like I bet you don't get to the end of it and they're like, because you liked us, you should listen to them. Like, I wonder who's getting recommended to listen to us. You know what I mean? Like, what are we getting linked to on the other side of it? It's an interesting query.
What is query?
Query is like a fancy ass way of saying question, I guess. It's like an inquiry. I don't really know the difference.
The query.
When I was working on deals with like Cayman Islands Council on the other side, they would put query in emails, and I kind of like it. I think it sounds cute. And also, how often do you get to see a word with a Q in it? There aren't that many. So I like, you know, diversifying the words with Q.
The query is, where is the faucet? Okay. So we have here, you are really great podcast talent, like from the other side, the one who edited it. Amy, like there is no any gimgum.
I don't like stutter, like say the same word over and
yeah,
over again.
Yeah, like the waveform is like so solid, and it's like I almost need to do nothing when I'm edited. It's like coming really tight. And you see the way I edit, you know, I have these skills. I can do stuff. And if we have the faucet, three of us and maybe another co-host could make really awesome things. You don't think so?
I definitely think so. I have someone in mind actually in a different topic, but it would definitely veer us to a different direction, which, you know, what's interesting also is like when we started thinking back to that day, I was recently at like a book launch recently, like 2 days ago. And people were like, what have you been up to? Blah, blah, blah. So I told them about the project, and I was like, they were like, it's called October 7th. I'm like, well, me and Dor met on October 7th. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, we met for the first time on October 7th. We started recording that night. And whoa, it's like not that long ago. But it's like lifetimes ago. Like, let's be honest. And I remember when we sat at the balcony, it's like 5 meters from where I'm sitting right now. And you were like, let's just, you know, well, first we were sitting inside, and then you started setting up the equipment. But the next night in the conversation, we were like, let's not keep it till later. Let's just publish it, you know? And that first week, it was really a historical record of what we were going through. Today, I edited the show notes. Mm-hmm. So instead of saying like episode zero, like, you know, our short bio, two neighbors meet for the first time on October 7th and start recording that night. And then it said some other stuff or whatever, listen to episode 021. And now it's like season one, season two, season three, and it's more tight. It explains what we've been doing here. And it's really been a journey, like considering that we started and we were of this mindset of, let's just create a historical record. And then all these sivuvim, all these like different revolutions that we've gone through, now we're here. And it's one of the things that like, it's kind of sticky for me, but I, you know, there's different ways around it. as even like 2-3 months ago, we had a sense that this war would take over 2024. Like, I don't think either of us was like, oh yeah, by March, April, it's going to be done. Like, we knew that this was going to be a 6 month to 1 year when Biden came to town, you know, that was the talk. But still, the idea of wrapping the podcast completely before the war ends is a little bit, I mean, there are movies like that, right? Like, you have a movie where things happen and then it's kind of like that genre of film that I particularly enjoy. It's called mumblecore. Have you heard of this?
No.
You would love mumblecore. It's people that dress and look like you. They're like, they got like the, you know, vintage watch, the clothing, the hairstyle. They are also musicians and this and that and can, you know. And okay. It's like a movie. It's like a Greta Gerwig movie way before she did Barbie. You know what I mean? It's like that indie, maybe yeah. There's a drinking scene at a hipster party in an apartment. I'm thinking like
Francis Ha.
Yeah, that vibe, but like a few years earlier and a little bit more New York-y and like, yeah. And they're kind of movies where the plot doesn't really matter. And so it doesn't really matter when they end. And so the same thing could be here. It's not like anyone was coming to us for like hard hitting policy. I mean, we had some episodes with these elements and we've had some conversations with these elements. And obviously it would be amazing for this to keep going through the war, which we hope ends like tomorrow. That would be mm-hmm. amazing if Hamas was like, oh my God, guys, this has been a nightmare. Like, let's just give back the hostages. Let's call it a day. We're going to put down our arms. That shit hasn't happened. It's not going to happen in the foreseeable future. So this is going to keep going. And I'm a little sad that, you know, it likely won't continue through the end of the war, through the rebuilding, through the rehabilitation. There's so many stories still to be told, but it's important to let go. Just like I'm letting go of stuff in my house now and I'm, you know, moving on and getting rid of what my boyfriend calls my nostalgia to data. That's how he views my library. He's like, you're just being nostalgic to data. I'm like, that's how you view books, data? Like, he was like, yeah. And we're not talking just stump books. We're talking like my Judaica books library. I was like, because I inherited like the Torah and like the Chumash and like all sorts of like Jewish texts, the Haggadah, like a Sidul. And it takes up like a sizable amount of my library. And he's like, yeah, you just have this nostalgia to data. I was like, it's not even scientific text. We're talking like the Bible and Jewish stuff. It's pretty funny that he said it that way.
If we are...
But letting go is important, Dor, is what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? Like,
if we are the Francis Ha of the October 7th, no, it makes no sense. If we are kind of like the Jewish version of Tel Aviv, Francis Ha, I don't know how to end this sentence. I'm really happy with that.
Like, you don't know how to end the sentence. The podcast doesn't know how to end the sentence. Like, we don't know how to end the sentence. It's not even that we don't know. It's like, eh. Yeah, exactly.
Have you noticed that we are really blossom when there is like something like quote unquote tragic happen? Like, for example, now that there is not, we don't have sponsor, we said like you come here, it was really blues in the air, you know, when you walk inside the room. And now like me and you, when time is tough, so something happened. You feel that like energy between us right now? Like I don't know. I feel like some of kind of like exceptions. How do you say ashlama?
Oh, like ashlama, like acceptance.
Acceptance. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, cool. Like, this is who we are. Like,
okay, first of all,
we're
two
broke people from Tel Aviv who just like doing podcasts.
Okay, first of all, like tragic. Like, I feel
yeah,
like
that's what I say, quote unquote.
Quote unquote. It's like tragic. I mean,
it's a bit tragic. A bit.
It's like, are we allowed to feel like something's personally tragic anymore? Like on the spectrum, Like I ran into a friend at this book launch the other day and she lost her brother. Her brother passed away in October. And then she was like, yeah, but one of my colleagues, some of their family members are being held hostage in Gaza. So who am I to complain? And I was like, girl, it's not like you guys are all allowed to be sad at the same time to crazy, like unexpected death of your brother, hostage thing. It's not like you're not allowed to feel sad now because of this. So I guess the same thing for us. Like, it's not like, you know, all of life is like, oh no, I just have to be like, oh my God, thank God. These are my worries or these are my concerns. I lived through the 2008 economic crisis, which kind of like Passover, which is coming up, passed over Israel. You know, when I got here in 2010, nobody knew what 2008 was. They were like, why did you move here after law school in New York? I'm like, because my offer to a big law firm was rescinded because of the 2008 crisis. And now it feels like 2008 is here in Tel Aviv and not in the rest of the world, but it's like a quiet crisis because there's a war going on. So like, it's very like, no one wants to talk about the money thing. Some people are going to just be like, everything's fine. Business is amazing. Blah, 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 blah. Fine. And other people are going to be really real about what's going on. I love that me and you are really real. You know, I think we always bring the vibe. Also when it's like today, also when it's like that, like, you know, it's realness is the vibe. You can't trade it. You can't go to the store. You can't buy it somewhere. You know, some people are so poor. All they have is money. That's a great quote that I think I've said in another episode. It was a gift given to me by someone in New York 2 years ago. And I'll say it again, because it's really important. Some people are so poor, all they have is money.
Now I get it.
I should probably say it again because my P was probably too intense for you, right?
No, that's okay. I will fix it. Okay.
There are still some stories that I think, even with the mumblecore philosophy, there's still some stories that I'd like to really get on the air here. There's still some things I'd like to get across. There's something interesting about posting on social media now, like a month or two after we recorded, because we did so much of the first month, like 5-6 episodes recorded a week. And it's interesting because, listeners, I really invite you, if you haven't listened to those episodes in season one, that's episodes 1 through 31. I know that they're a little bit like messier than the season 2 on. There aren't any guests. It's not a more serious kind of interview feel. It's really raw, really emotional. There's rants, there's singing, there's wild stuff going on back then. And a lot of it still feels really relevant, you know? When that Jonathan Glazer Oscar controversy came out, a lot of the stuff I was seeing on Instagram had the sort of same source feeling, like the outrage, people feeling like someone in the community was throwing us under the bus. We felt that way in October and November and December. You know what I'm saying? Like, we felt that way with Alana Glazer and Cynthia Nixon and Gabor Mate and lots of other people who, you know, it's not like Jonathan Glazer came out of thin air. And I don't think that we're going to suddenly come into a phase of the war that feels really different. I don't think a lot of the people that are circulating trash on social media are going to like see the light. Like, shit floats. There's some perks to that. It kind of like lets you know who your friends and enemies are, which is great because you don't really have to do that. It's like a great Rorschach test in that sense. And back then when we published those episodes, a lot of people were writing to us to say, wow, guys, thank you so much. It's such a comfort for us and it's a support. And thanks for making a space that I feel less alone in the world and I feel comforted, or I feel like there's space that I can cry with. And I think that all of that stuff is still true and really relevant right now. So I really invite you to go back and listen to those episodes. Episode 21 again is, it's like a carefully curated showreel of sorts of the first 20 episodes that we like handpicked and really like wove together to make a new sort of tale that was an exciting episode to create. So yeah, It's interesting. Dora, hats off to you. I mean, a lot of this conversation that you might be hearing now where we talk about the podcast, like, and like this meta vibe of the podcast, like Dora was very adamant about that being one of the kind of structural components of this podcast from the get-go. So this isn't, if you haven't heard us speak this way about the podcast, just know that this isn't the first time that we're like speaking about the podcast currently, the future of it, et cetera, on the air. Like it's woven into the fabric of what this podcast is. And it's really nice that, you know, with everything changing and shifting, that there is that kind of consistency, kind of in terms of the rules that hold it together.
The big advantage of the fact that we don't have a faucet is, on a way, legally, we can sing.
Are you saying you want to sing today?
I want to sing. And before we sing, I just want to say what we plan to the next month. Next week, if you want to.
Next week, we have a really special guest joining us. Bezrat Hashem, Bli Neder. Ariel Jalali, in town from Los Angeles. And we actually met after October 7th through my sister. You know how most of, I don't know if you guys are like me, but most of my group chats live in my archive on WhatsApp. Like there's two groups that I'm in that are not in my archive on WhatsApp. And the chat group with Jalali and my older sister is definitely not in the archive. It is one of the funniest ongoing chats. It's been going on for months. It's like a sidebar to the podcast. Chaval that you're not part of it, Dor, but there's a lot of like conversation about the episodes there and lots of joking and responses. And my sister calls it like October 7th emotionally raw coverage, like the side pocket, side channel. So Ariel works in the tech sphere and he's, well, I'll let him give a bio of who he is, but he's fucking hilarious and I cannot wait for him to be on. And then I think we're going to take a little break for a second. We're going to step away maybe for a week or two. We've been going nonstop, no breaks since October 7th. Purim's coming up next week. Pesach, Passover's coming up. It'll be like our little spring break, if you will.
Yeah, and I want that we will keep the episode we have in the Machzanit.
Yeah, we also want to, we committed to doing through episode 50, and we'd like to space it a bit for now. Maybe something will change in terms of sponsorships. Yeah, maybe something will change in terms of sponsorships, but also, you know, we want to kind of see what's going on with the war. Cause right now everyone knows it's kind of like in limbo. Like there was a raid again on Shifa, like the deals keep coming up and it's like, oh, Hamas rejects, we reject, they reject. Everyone's like, it's like over and over again. It's like Groundhog's Day with Bill Murray, which is one of my favorite movies, but that's kind of the sense lately.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it'll be good. Just take like a breather, and it'll also give me an opportunity to like catch us up a little bit more on Instagram. Please follow us over there. That would be amazing. The handle is October 7th, the podcast, but you can also find it by searching Emotionally Raw Coverage. We have a YouTube channel. We have a Gmail account. We have a flashy new website, updated show notes, Patreon. I think I said that like five times. If you want to consider subscribing, and please reach out to us. We love hearing from you. It really keeps us going. And I don't even know what we're about to sing. I'm excited. We haven't sang since early December. Yeah, in season one, we used to sing a lot.
I want to dedicate this song to all the faucet who is out there in the diaspora. This one is by ABBA. It's called One of Us. One of us is crying, one of us is lying, na 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 da 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 da
da. I don't know this ABBA song.
Staring at the ceiling, wishing she was somewhere else instead. You don't know what?
No,
it's the best. One of us is lying, one of us is crying, waiting for a call. Sorry for her. Wow, watch this call. No, you don't know that?
No, I'm like looking it up.
So, what do you want to do by ABBA? The winner takes it all.
The loser standing small beside the victory. That's her destiny.
The winner takes it all.
The loser standing small beside the victory. Destiny.
That's it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Stay safe. Stay tuned.
Thank you to all the faucets, wherever you are.
Trip, 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 trip.
We really appreciate that.
Lay your love on us.
And I want to say thank you to Dan also. I think like this is unbelievable that someone says, guys, do the things that you do, like I'm here.
Super grateful, really. It's not move on, mina love. We don't take it for granted at all.